Members of an environmental coalition that includes the groups Earth Justice, the Sierra Club, and the Florida Conservation Commission are happy with Governor Scott's $55 million Springs and $130 million Everglades restoration funding proposals, but say they're still skeptical about his commitment to environmental protection. The statewide coalition wants the governor to sign what they're calling a Declaration of Water Rights. Earth Justice lawyer David Guest says Scott's signature would show he's serious about solving the problem.
We have a crisis all over the state with contaminated water, threatening people's drinking water, threatening our children. This is simply a declaration of rights that says that Floridians have a right to clean water, and government and industry have a responsibility to work to get there.
The Sunshine State has been plagued with water woes, ranging from toxic algae blooms in the central and southern parts of the state to decreased freshwater flows to the Apalachicola River in the north. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is working on a comprehensive bill to restore and regulate Florida's springs, lakes, and aquifers. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.